Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Charniak. A 48-year-old Green Bay man initially being sought as a person of interest in the suspicious deaths of two women on Green Bay's east side was taken into custody in Arkansas yesterday, and he's now the suspect in the double homicide investigation. Police were dispatched to a duplex in the 1600 block of LK Lane yesterday, where a 58-year-old Green Bay woman and a 53-year-old Bellevue woman were both found deceased inside the residence. It's believed the suspect was known to at least one of the victims. Brown County authorities are looking for 17-year-old Daniela Velasquez from Wrightstown. They say Velasquez is endangered. Her family and police have concerns for her safety. She was last seen at her home on Louise Drive at 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. More information about her can be found at WTAQ.com. An Oshkosh man was hurt in a multiple vehicle crash that killed an Upper Michigan couple on their way to their son's basketball game. Gerald and Tara Weaver, both of Escanaba, Michigan, have been identified as the victims in Friday's semi-truck SUV crash in Delta County. The 38-year-old Oshkosh man was in another vehicle that hit the back of the semi. He suffered multiple broken bones. Immediate changes are coming to Brown County's most dangerous intersection until a construction project to make it safer can begin. Starting on Monday, February 6, concrete barrier walls will be installed in Green Bay along Packerland Drive, south of Mason Street, due to continued high rate of injury crashes on the South Frontage Road. The barriers will help reduce crashes in the area until construction starts in the summer. The colder weather was no match for people anxious to get out of the house and gather in downtown Green Bay. The annual Winterfest on Broadway was held from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. Betsy Sorensen is special events manager for On Broadway.
It's cold. It snowed yesterday, so we weren't sure how the turnout was going to be, but we're glad to see a lot of people came down to celebrate.
People took part in activities ranging from a scavenger hunt to ice carving to carriage rides. Within a month of its grand opening, Aaron's Nordic Center welcomed hundreds of cross-country skiers this weekend. The center was host of the CXC Junior and Youth Cup, a competition that was originally planned to be held in Traverse City, Michigan. But without enough natural snow, the competition came to the Brilliant area, where Aaron's can make its own snow.
This is an important race for them to get, you know, their times to get qualified. So we said, let's see what we can do.
Director of Corporate Communications is Tara Pear. The Aaron's Nordic Center was designed to be a world-class facility that can be a training center for potential Olympians. It's also open for public use. Now, here's your Fox 11 weather update.
For this afternoon, mostly sunny, cold, high near 5. Tonight, clear, low 10 below. Wind chills to 25 below. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 8. A mix of sunny clouds Wednesday, high 21. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Petoniak for News Talk WTAQ.
And I'm Rachel Charniak, WTAQ News Talk Sports.